This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And with Robbie Campo vacationing and deer hunting up in Kentucky for the final weekend, we got Glenn Sanchez filling in. Glenn is a former reporter on this station and this show. He did it for many, many years. He was the owner-operator of the Breton Sound Marina, and he's got his finger on the pulse of the fishing down there in what they call the parish. It covers a lot of areas, Reggio, Delacroix, Shell Beach, Hopedale, and areas beyond. Glenn, good morning. How you doing on this lead-in to Thanksgiving week?
Man, I tell you, this little cold front is going to turn the fish on so much, and it's perfect timing because Thanksgiving week's coming, and all the kids are going to have time to go fishing with their parents. It's perfect time.
Yeah, I got some really great Windbreak reports. Mike Gallo sent me some very impressive pictures. I mean, these are some of the biggest and most plentiful speckled trout that I've seen this whole season. And, yeah, that front's got something to do with it, and it kind of congregates the fish. Glenn, we're looking for some tips and advice on changing tactics. You know, people go out in the summertime, and they use certain tactics, fish certain areas, scenarios, baits, the way they work their lures. What changes do you need to make when that weather starts changing?
Right now, I mean, heck, you're still going to fish with live shrimp if you can get them because, I mean, they're all leaving right now. So the few that they have in the marsh that's left over, the trout are going to jump on them. But if you're going to fish with plastic, you know, you fish with it under a cork, you know, pop it. And if that doesn't work, leave it sit sometimes. Just pop it just a little bit. Sometimes you need to go on the bottom and drag it a little bit slow on the bottom, bouncing it off the bottom. You know, you just need to change up and figure out what they want and how they want it.
What about spots that you would look for that maybe wouldn't be successful in the summertime when it's hot and you got warm water temperatures, but during the cold times, maybe fish a little deeper sometimes? Those fish get that little bit, even if it's just a couple degrees difference, they get down there on the bottom and they find that comfort level.
Well, you know, in the summertime, the fish are on the outside, and I think the water's a lot cooler out there. So in the wintertime, when they come in, you know, all you need to do is find some different temperature. If it's too warm or if it's too cold, just move around till you find something that you're looking for, and then take it from there.
Glenn, as far as you know, no problems with the bridge this morning. You know, Pat, last weekend they had it shut down and people had to divert to get down there. Any problems this weekend?
I don't really know, but I don't believe so because they normally don't do it 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, and they slipped up. They normally get the information out, but I didn't get the word on it, and I'm glad that it was brought to my attention. Well, Glenn, what else can you tell people who are headed out there this morning? You know, we had that 20-degree rule, remember, whenever the temperature is forecast, if you're going to be on the water and out in the wind where it's damp, dress like it's 20 degrees colder.
Without a doubt. And this time of year, I tell people all the time, bring a bag of dry clothes in case somebody was to fall overboard. Because, look, that happened to me a couple of years ago, and I had a dry bag, so I thought. and I had to come home commando style in a rain suit in November. And it was not a very fun trip. And my bag stays in the boat now.
Yeah, and you don't worry about fashion. Anything will do, you know, just something dry.
Something dry.
Old pair of sweatpants, sweatshirt with a hood, that kind of stuff, man, that'd save your life. It'd save you a lot of misery, for sure, if you get wet.
Yes, without a doubt. But this is a great time of the year. You got fishermen out here running around. You got duck hunters hunting. It's a wonderful time of year. You can come out and enjoy the marsh. You don't have to worry about being beat to death by the sun and have to get in. You know, you could fish all day long if you like this time of year.
Yeah, and you got to remember, you know, on the water and at the launch courtesy. There's going to be a lot of crowds at the boat launches. Might be a little bit of a long line. And then when you get out there, you're going to encounter more boats than we normally would. So just give everybody their space and be kind and courteous when you're out there. Because remember, it's all about fun. That's what it's supposed to be.
That's right. That's right. You can have more peace and serenity out here than any place else.
Glenn, are you hearing anything about ducks in Biloxi Marsh? This has been one of the weirdest seasons I can recall. The reports from the flyover survey said this was one of the worst duck seasons we've ever had. There's some spots down there in St. Bernard and Plaquemines Parish that have been better than they've been in decades. And in other people, it's like a wasteland. There's nothing there. And I haven't gotten hardly any good reports from Biloxi Marsh. Maybe this last front I brought some birds in, huh?
You know, I run up that way a couple of times a week, and I'll see a few birds, but nothing like I used to see years ago. But I heard they got birds down toward Point Lahash and Oak River and Spanish Lake area. That way, that's where they're supposed to be. The most birds is what I was told anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of hearing the same thing. And some good reports from Delacroix, which isn't too far now.
Right. Well, Spanish Lake is right there, so they can, you know, once they get up and fly from one pond to the next, they can go from one parish to the next in no time.
That's right. As the duck flies, it's a pretty short distance. Well, Glenn, listen, thanks for filling in for Robbie these weeks. We really appreciate it. I know he does, too. And y'all have a happy Thanksgiving, and everybody get out there and catch some fish.
You do the same, and everybody stay safe, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right, Glenn. See you next time, buddy. Thanks for what you do. All right, there he goes. That's Glenn Sanchez. Everybody remember him from the Breton Sound Marina?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.